Kirkland Sensei from Rosemary Doherty and the Baltimore Group will say a few words to us. Robert, please.
Robert, you are muted.
Thank you. I've been enjoying these Zoom sessions with Morningstar Zendo, some of my Dharma ancestors and close relatives. And I have found that it's been bringing the threads of my practice together in ways I hadn't quite expected. At our session, I had a chance for an interview with Janae Richardson, my teacher's teacher. And I spoke about my practice, which is what I usually talk about in my talks. I've been spending a lot of time hiking, walking along the Potomac River, walking in solitude, paying attention and practicing Zen. She asked if I'm making room for practices that I can continue as I get older. And I thought, I've got that pretty well taken care of. I practice the five remembrances. I am of a nature to grow old. I am of a nature to have ill health. I am of a nature to die. Everything and everyone I love are of a nature to change. My deeds are my only possessions. My deeds are the ground on which I stand. I've gotten, reasonably comfortable with the inevitability of my own death. And I have to note for everyone that the inevitability of our own death is only third out of the five things on that list of things to remember. And I think that when I can't walk much anymore, I can sit. And when I can't sit on a cushion, I can sit on a chair, and when I can't sit up straight, I can slouch. But then I started thinking about, well, what's really eating at me? There are other infirmities of old age. And I started thinking about, who am I? Who will I be? Where will I be when my mind and my body are not together? In my very first interview with Rosemary, I didn't know the drill. It's my first Zen interview with anyone. And pretty quickly she said, "And who are you?" I didn't give her the answer that came to my mind because I didn't want to seem ludicrous. I just told her my name, but I had to think about Bodhidharma and his encounter with the emperor. And up until then, I hadn't understood that story at all either. And I thought, this Bodhidharma is a smart ass who likes to live dangerously. But who am I? And who will I be? Every time I lose my keys, I feel a lot of angst. And that's even though I've been losing my keys regularly for more than a half century. Not for as long as I can remember, but for as long as I've had keys. When I can't dredge up the name of something, I worry. And if that time does come, I still won't know who I am. I'm drawing on my practice with the Zen peacemakers and on not knowing. And this practice of not knowing, of deliberately giving up fixed ideas, makes the thought of not knowing who I am not quite so uncomfortable. So, in the words of one of my favorite chants, I try to just let those fond opinions go.